Begin the current daf Masech Pesachim daf Kuf Tes Zayin. We begin three lines down from the time of the Yomid, where the Gemara continues discussing the Mishnah from the previous daf. That is, we spoke about the things that the items that we put on the Seder plate after we take away the table, that the child should ask all the questions. And we say you put on the matzah, the chazeres, which is the lettuce, that's the mar, and we put on the charoises. So on that, we had a machlekes in our Mishnah. And that is, there's an opinion that was mentioned that Gemara is quoting now is Afa Pisha in charoises mitzvah, although the charoises is not really a mitzvah, but yet still we bring it. And that the Gemara asks, "V'loy mitzvah mishum my ma'isila." If there's no mitzvah to dip the mar in the charoises, then why do we bring the charoises? Adar Amr Bami. That's for a different reason, not for a reason mishum kafa. And that's because there is the sap in the lettuce that's very harsh. It's almost like poisonous, and that's why we bring the charoises to neutralize that, but not because of any mitzvah-related element for the Seder night. Related to this, Amr Avasi. Avasi said, "Kafa the chasa." This the harm if someone is eating lettuce. And that is the chazeres, and he becomes ill because of this kafa, this sap that's inside. So chama, he should eat radishes and he'll be healed. Kafa de chama, if someone was eating a radish and he is harmed because of the sap that's inside the radish, then karti, then he should eat leeks and he'll be healed from that. Kafa de karti, if he has the sap from the leek. So chamimi, so then he should drink hot, warm water and that'll heal him. And kafa de kulin, truthfully, the sap of all the vegetables that are harmful, chamimi, all of them will be healed if one takes a hot drink, and that's good for the kafa of all of them. However, the hachi v'hachi, in the meantime, till the water is boiling, that is because that's good for all the kafa of all the vegetables, name hachi should say the following phrase, kafa kafa, this in relation to the sap. Dechir nolach uleshev banzach, I remember you, and your seven daughters, ulatam nekalsach, and your eight daughter-in-laws, and that's the lachash that should be said, and then afterwards one can consume the hot drink, which will take care of the kafa. However, the other opinion mentioned in the Mishnah was Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddikai, and he says mitzvah b'chulu, that there is a mitzvah to bring charoses for the Seder night. And that the Gemara is my mitzvah. According to this opinion, what is the mitzvah of having the charoses to dip the mar inside of it? So we have two opinions. Rabbi Levi Omer, he says zechel tapuach. It's to commemorate the apples. And that is, as the Gemara brings the Masechta Seyit and Daf Yud Aleph and Beis, that the women would give birth to their children there in Egypt without any pain of childbirth, and that the Egyptians should not notice that they're giving birth. As the Pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, Tachas HaTapuach Arartich, that under the apple tree I awoke you, and that's a reference to the childbirth that they had under the apple trees, and that's why we have the charoses. Is that although there was the mar, but there was the tapuach over there, there was the birth, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did that chesed for the Jewish women. Rabbi Yechon Amar, he says that the chares is a zechel atit, is to commemorate the clay, the hard, that was used in the servitude of the mar, and that's why we dip the mar into the chares. So Abaye says, okay, therefore, because of these two reasons, of what the purpose of the chares is for, either the zechel atapuach, or zecher for the tit, so tzarech likiyuhe, you have to make the charoses tart, but tzarech lismuchi, you also have to make it thick, that you have to put in a lot of vegetables inside that it should become thick. As he explains, likiyuhe, zecher litabuach. You have to make it tart, which that's to commemorate the apples that were there, because you have to put apples and wine to make it tart, which is to commemorate the apple tree that the women had gave easy childbirth under it. You also have to make it thick, because that will then resemble the clay which they had used in Egypt, and that would only be if you make it thick. So you have to make it hard and thick for these two opinions. So Tanika Vaseder Rabbi Yechanan, however, the Gemara says, we learned in the Brais, like Rabbi Yechanan, that the purpose of the charesis is zecher for the tit, for the clay. As the Brais says, tavlin, that the spices that one puts into the charesis are zecher l'tavin, that commemorate the straw, and that is especially if they're in these long, thin pieces of spices that commemorates the straw. And charoises, the charoises itself, is zecher latit, is to commemorate the clay that was used in the servitude in Egypt. Amar Beloy, Amar Lazar ber Tzadik, Kacha Ya'imrim Tagari Charech Shebishlaim. This is what the merchants of the Charech were, those that would, their shops were by the windows, and they would stick their heads out the windows, and they would sell from there. So they would say, go ahead and purchase for yourself spices for the mitzvah. And that's again the same idea that they said that the charesis was, as this opinion had said in our Mishnah from Blazer Tzadik, that charesis is a mitzvah. And again, as we said, either it's a mitzvah because it's zecher l'tapuach, or it's a zecher for the tit. But again, not like the other opinion in the Mishnah, which said that it's just to neutralize the harmful effects, but actually it's for a mitzvah purpose. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing along the Seder of the night of Pesach. So we say Mazgul loy kais sheni. They would then pour after we did the prior Mishnayos had spoke about the kais rishon, the first cup of wine by Kaddish. Then they pour him, the one who's doing the Seder, and for everyone that has to drink the four cups of wine, they pour for him a second cup. The Kan, and over here, which is by when you do the pouring of the second cup, Haben Shai Lavan, then the son asks his father, he says, and that's when he asks if he's a smart son, he says, wait a second. And the terminology he would ask is, Manishtana, what's different tonight that we're pouring a second cup before we're even eating yet? We didn't start the meal. Usually we have just one cup, we make Kiddush, and then we start the meal. Why now? And that is the way we do it, is we have halach ma'anya, but then we pour the second cup of wine, and then the son asks, Manishtana, and that's when we go into the Haggadah. But he asks him, Ve'imein das b'ben. However, if the son doesn't have any knowledge of his own to recognize that something's different, to ask the question, of malamdi. So then the father teaches him, which is the nusach we know as the Manishtana. He teaches him the four questions, Manishtana halayla zeh mikol halaylas. What is different this night than all the other nights? Shabachala leilos on oichlin chametz matzah. All the other nights we eat both leavened and unleavened bread. Chametz matzah. Halaylaza kula matzah. Tonight we're only eating matzah. Why? Another question is shabachala leilos on oichlin shayirakis. All the other nights of the year we eat all types of vegetables. Halaylaza mar. Tonight is mar. Now Tais explains here we don't use the same terminology to say kule mar the way we say by kule matzah, because we do eat other vegetables by the first dipping, by karpas. We eat either potatoes or radishes, and therefore we don't say kule mar. But however, why are we taking mar specifically? Third question is, b'chala leilos ana oichlin baster tzli. All other nights of the year, we eat roasted meat, shaluk, stewed meat, mavushal, cooked meat. Halal is a kule tzali. This night, it's only roasted meat. And this is in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. The son would ask that because they were eating the Karban Pesach. And the fourth question he asked, Shabachala Leilois Anu, in the proper gear says, Matbilin Pam Echas. Tonight, every night, we dip only one time. And the Gemara will ask, that where do we find that necessarily all the year, that in the middle of the meal, they dip one time in the vegetables in the dip. However, Halayla Zeshtei Pam, tonight, the night of Pesach, we're dipping in two times. One is the dipping of the other vegetables by what we know as Karpas. And then the second dipping is that of Mar. So why is tonight differently? Well, if he died to Shalben, and according to the knowledge, the understanding of the son, of Malamdi, the father teaches him, and that is if he understands a lot, so he explains to him the whole concept, all the depths of the understanding of the servitude of Egypt and the Yitzhiya of Mitzrayim. However, the order of the Haggadah, when you're telling him the answer of Vadim Ayinu, is Maschel Begnus, you begin with the disgrace, U'Mesayim Mishrach, and you conclude with praise, and the Gemara will explain what exactly does that refer to. The Dairish, and the father, the Balabayis, the one that's doing the Seder, he expounds upon the Pasuk in Devarim, which is said when one brings Bikurim, Me'arami Eved Avi, from where it begins that an Aramean tried to kill my father, which is a reference to Lavan trying to kill Yaakov, Achiyigma Kol Parsha Kula, until he finishes that entire Parsha, which is said, again, when one brings Bikurim, that is expounded upon in what we know as the Nusach of the Haggadah. So Tarbon Linda Bryce that expounds upon this Chiv, of asking the question, what's tonight different, and giving the answer of the Haggadah. So Chacham Benoi, if his son is smart, so Shoyle, he asks him, he sees things are going on differently, he says, Tati, why is tonight differently? V'mein Chacham, if he's not smart, so Ishtashe also, so his wife asks him, why is tonight differently? Vim Lav, and if his wife doesn't, so who Shoyle Atzmai, he asks himself. V'afalish Nei Tamid Chacham, even if it's two Talmudic sages, Sheyoyed Melchaz HaPesach, they know the Halachas HaPesach. Shayal and Zelazah, the obligation is that there has to be B'derech Sheila Tshuva. They have to ask the question first and then give the answer. Then there's a machlekes in the Gersoyis, if this next line is from that they ask each other, Manishtana halayla zemekal alaylais, or it's part of the next quote, which is quoting from the Mishnah. But either way, is that they ask each other that why is tonight different than all the other nights. And the Mishnah had said that from one of the questions is, Shabachal halaylais, on the matpilim pamachas, all the other nights we dip one time. And Allah says, Shtepam, tonight we're dipping two times. Why is that different? So that maskula, Rava asked, how do you understand this question that's mentioned on Mishnah? Is it true that every single night it's not enough that you have to dip one time? In other words, it's saying in the Nusach that the Mishnah is saying is, Shabachal ha-leilos anu matbilim ha-mechas, that we dip one time. Who said? What do you mean? Not every night of the rest of the year do we dip one time. Why are we saying it in a way that sounds like that we have to dip every single night one time? As Rashbam explains, we didn't ask this question on Shebachala Leilis on the Oichlin Shal Yirakis. Who said that we eat other vegetables every night of the year? You could ask the same question. There he says, no. Because there the purpose of the question, as it's obvious, is that, however, every night of the year we don't go searching for Mar. And tonight we're searching for Mar. So that is the contrast. But regards to dipping, why are we mentioning that all the other nights of the year we dip one time? Who said we dip even one time the rest of the year? So El Amar Rav, or rather Rav says, Tahachikitani, this is what the Mishnah was saying. That all the nights of the year, we're not obligated to dip even one time. However, the night of Pesach, we have to dip two times. That mask of the Rav Savra. Rav Savra asks on that reversion of Rava, you're saying in the terminology of obligated for the children? And that is the whole purpose of why we dip two times is just what's called Kadesh Yishla Tinaikis. The children should ask that they should see something different. We don't usually dip two times, but that's not an obligation. How can you say that in the way you're describing the question as tonight we're obligated to two times? It's not a chiyuv. So Elamah Rav Savra, rather Rav Savra says that from here, from this question, what we have to say is that Hachiktani, that this is what the correct gears in the Mishnah is. The question is said in the term of that we don't even dip, even one time the rest of the year, because why should we dip? Tonight we dip two times, and that is the question. We never dip, but tonight not only are we dipping once, we're dipping twice. So the Mishnah said that when the father answers the question of why is tonight different, so his maschil begnus and mesayim mishrach, he begins with disgrace, and he ends with praise. On that they're going to ask, my begnus. When we're saying the teretz of why we're doing all these things of Pesach, so what is the disgrace that we begin with? So there's a machlokes. Rav Amar Rav says, "Mitzchilo oivde avodis kilulim hoyav esenu." That originally our forefathers were idol worshippers, and that's a reference to Terach, the father of Ram, the beginning of the Jewish people. His father was an idol worshipper, which we mention in the Haggadah. So that's disgraceful. Ushmulam, however, Shmuel says, the disgrace is that we were slaves, and both of them were Messiah Meshvach, and that now we're the Jewish people, we're not idol worshippers, and that now we're free men. So Amalei Rav Nachman Ladari Avdei, related to this, Rav Nachman said to his slave Dari, says, Avdei de mapiklei mori lecheres, regarding a servant, a slave, that his master set him free. V'yavlei kasbav dehavah, not only that he set him free, he gave him silver and gold. My boy lememe, what does the slave have to tell the master? So Amalei said, "Boy ledue, with shabuche, he has to give him thanks, he has to praise him." Oh, so Amalei, so he said to him, and this was took place on the Seder night, he says, "Patartan milovim manashtana, you have exempted us from saying the manashtana." And Pasach Vama, right away he opened and he began and he said, "Avadim ayinu," that we were slaves. And the Rashbam had a different girsa. It wasn't girsa that he exempted us from saying the manashtana, but rather the concept that he was saying over here was that after the son had asked the questions, so he began to say Avadim Ayinu, and he concluded the Haggadah with praise and thanks, so to speak, to say the same thing, Hashem, you did for us. And that as we were slaves, and you took us out, just like he was using as a metaphor, as to say, look at you, you're a slave, and imagine if I went ahead and freed you and gave you gold and silver, what would you have to say? You have to say thanks and praise. Hashem, that's exactly what we have to do for you, that we were slaves and you took us out. And not only did you took us out, you gave us all the great spoils and treasures that were in Egypt. Now the Gemara continues the next Mishnah regarding continuation of the idea of the Haggadah, what has to be said. So Ringlil Hayyamir, Ringlil said, Kol Shaloyam, whoever doesn't say, we continue on to Amud Beis, Shleisha Devarim Eilu B'Pesach, these three things on Pesach, which is that he doesn't explain the reasoning of behind them, he's not fulfilled his obligation. Ve'elohein, and these are Pesach, Matzah, Mar. The three items of the Korban Pesach, the eating of the Matzah, and the eating of the Mar. And that is Pesach, Ashum Shepasach HaMokum Abote Abaseinu B'Mitzrayim. Now, why do we eat the Korban Pesach? Why is it called Pesach? It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu jumped over, so to speak, of the houses of our fathers in Mitzrayim. And Shanema, like it says, a pasuk in Shemayis, "Vamartim zevach Pesach hu Hashem," that you should say, and we see the concept over here, that that's why we have the Karban Pesach, that it's a carbon of Pesach that's for Hashem. Asher Pasach v'goyimah, that he jumped over, as the pasuk there says in Shemayis, Perikid Beis, Pasuk of Zayin, that he jumped abati v'nei Yisrael b'mitzrayim, that he jumped over the houses of the Jewish people in Egypt, b'nog b'yas mitzrayim, when he went and he afflicted the Egyptians, v'espertenu hitzel, however, our houses he saved, that's why we eat the Karban Pesach. Matzah. Why do we eat matzah? Ashum shenigelu aveisenim mitzrayim, because our forefathers were redeemed from Egypt. Shenem, like it says the pasuk in Shemais, vayoyfes abatzik, that they baked the dough. Asher hitziim mitzrayim, that they took out of Egypt. Vegeimer, as the pasuk concludes over there, that they baked it into ugois matzahs, into loaves of matzah. Ki loy chametz, because they did not become chametz, they did not leaven. Ki gershim mitzrayim, because they were chased out of Egypt. Vulayochel mismay, they couldn't wait till it turned into chametz, for it to turn into bread. And that's why we have matzah, to show the quickness of the redemption. Mar. Why do we eat mar? The bitter herbs. Ashum shemar hamitzrim eschayvas in Mitzrayim, because the Egyptians made the lives of our fathers bitter in Egypt. Shenem, like it says the pasuk in Shemais. Vayimor eschayayim begeimah, that they made their lives bitter, as the pasuk there concludes, by the kush, with hard work, b'cheimah v'veinim, uvachalavayt b'sadim, with all the work in the fields. That's why we have to eat these things. And that is also what we have an obligation, as we have this nusach in our Haggadah, that we say these things. It's a person has to say the reasoning behind the Pesach, the Matzah, and the Mar. Moreover, our Mishnah tells us, and this is also said in our Haggadah, b'chol day v'dayr, in every single generation, chayiv adam liris esatzmai, a person has to see himself, ki lehu yatzim mitzrayim, as if he left Egypt. Shnoach, it says the pasuk in Shemais, v'gadete levincha b'yema hu lema, that you should tell your son on that day the following, Bavur zeh, that because of this, which are the mitzvahs of Pesach, which are here, what we're explaining to him, why we're doing all these things, that because of this, asa Hashem li b'tzeis Mitzrayim, that Hashem had done for me when I left Egypt. So you see that a person has to view himself as if he himself left Egypt. Now the Mishnah continues with the nusach of what is also said towards the end of the Haggadah, that a person has to say as follows, lefikach anachna chayavim, and therefore we are obligated, lahaydos, to give thanks, lahal, to give praise, l'shabeach, to laud, lefar, to glorify, l'raim, to exalt, lahader, to honor, l'varech, to bless, la'ali, to extol, ulekalis, and to acclaim, l'misha asa la'viseinu v'lanu, for Hashem, who did this to our fathers and to us, as kol anisim o'elu, all these great miracles, haytzianu me'avdus l'cheris, he took us out from servitude to freedom, Miyagan l'simcha, from sorrow to rejoicing, umi'evil l'yamtiv, and from mourning to yamtiv, umafei l'argadol, from darkness to great light, umi'shib l'gula, and from enslaved to redemption, b'naim l'fanim halleluka, and we should say in front of him, halleluka. Now, ad heichen hu oimer, up until where does one say, and that is the idea of hal, which we say part of hal in Magad, and we conclude it later on after at the end of the Seder, when we say hal, but how far does a person say this? So B'Shamay say ad im habonim semecha, until the pasuk in habonim semecha haleluka, which is, he says only basically the first parak of what we know as hal. U'b'Sulam ad chalom shlamani mayim, which is the last pasuk of the second parak of hal. He says you say two parakim of hal, as our minig is, and not like B'Shamay, who says you only say one parak of hal. V'chaysim b'geula, and the Mishnah tells us that we conclude with geula. And that is, we conclude the Haggadah with a bracha, a blessing of redemption, which goes as follows, as a machlekes. Reb Tarfon Naim, he says, Asher ga'olanu, that he has redeemed us. V'goles aveisenu mitzrayim, he has redeemed our fathers from Egypt. However, v'lohoi yechaysim, Reb Tarfon did not conclude that bracha with another baruch atah Hashem, just like by the brachas on fruits and by brachas of mitzvahs, where when it's one haidah, it's one inyan of thanks, you don't go ahead and add another baruch at the end. You only say one baruch and you conclude like that. Whereas Rabbi Kiva added words. He says that not only that he has redeemed us and our fathers from Egypt, but Kein Hashem l'keinu l'kevesinu, so too, Hashem our God and the God of our fathers, that just like you have redeemed us, Yagienu l'me'adim l'gom acheim, that he should help us reach other pilgrimages and holidays, habom l'kresein l'shem, that are coming towards us in peace, smeichim b'vin yirecha, rejoicing in the building of your city, v'sasim b'avodasecha, and rejoicing in your service, v'neichel sham, and we should eat over there. And the gears is switched around, min hazavachim, min apsachim, from the karbanis, and from the karban pesach, v'chulu, etc. Ad, until he concludes, baruch atah Hashem, gal Yisrael, blessed are you Hashem, redeemer of the Jewish people. And the Rebbe Kiva would conclude with a baruch, and the reason is because, as we find that he says over here, the nusach, where he adds on different words of requests and beseeching HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us out. So it's not just Kula Hayda. So then you have to conclude with another Baruch, which he did with the Baruch of Baruch Ad Hashem Gal Yisrael. So Amar Rava says, related to the different things that we have to say in the Haggadah. So he says, Tzarech Shem, a person has to say the following pasuk in Devarim, Va'isanu ha'itzim yisham, that he has taken us out from there, which is the same idea which I mentioned in the Mishnah, that a person has to show himself, regarding himself, as if he himself left Egypt, that he was also redeemed. That's why you have to say, Va'isanu, and that us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is taken out from there. Amar Rava, Rava says, Matzah, when a person says, Matzah zu sha'ana oichlam, as we said in the Mishnah, the person has to say, why are we eating this matzah? And we give the reason as it says in the Mishnah. Tzarech like be, you have to pick it up as you're saying that. Umar, when you're saying mar zesh ano eichlin, that this mar, the reason why we eat it, tzarech like be, you have to pick it up. And that's to show those who are around the table what you're talking about and to make it precious in their eyes, the following, the mitzvahs of the matzah and the mar. However, basar, the meats of the two types of cooked dishes that we said, one zeich lePesach, one zeich lChagiga, in the tzach like be, you don't have to pick it up when you're saying that Pesach, that the Karban Pesach that our fathers ate, you don't pick it up and say that this is a zecher for the Pesach, because we don't have the Karban Pesach. And not only that, were you to do that and pick it up and say Pesach zeh, it would look like you're eating the Karban Pesach, which are kachim, outside of the area of Yerushalayim, where you're allowed to eat it. And therefore, one, not only that you don't have to because it's not the Karban Pesach, but actually you shouldn't, because then it looks like you're eating kachem outside of the area where you're allowed to. Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Suma Patur Malay Mahagadah. A blind person is exempt from saying the Haggadah. Why? Ksiv Hachad says Bavarzeh. Here it says regarding the Haggadah that you tell the people, Bavarzeh, because of this, these mitzvahs that Hashem did for me, He redeemed me from Egypt, that's why we do all these things. So it says the term zeh, this. Uksiv Hasim, it says over there by the Pashta of Ben Sarimur, by the wayward and rebellious son, it says the parents say, B'neinu zeh, this one, our son. Now, Malahal and Prat Lasuma, just like over there we make a drasha, it exempts that if they're blind then they can't say zeh, because it says this one, which obviously sounds like that they recognize him by seeing him. So therefore we say that if the parents are blind, then he's not going to be a Ben Sarimur because they can't say this one, they can't see him. So Afkan Pratlasum, here also where it says Zeh, this one, it's also coming to exclude a blind person that he can't see the things that we're talking about, why we're doing them because of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Therefore, he would be exempt from saying the Haggadah. And that the Gemara asks, Ini, is that so? But Vamamaremer had said that Shaltinul Rabbona de Beir of Yosef, I had asked the students of the Yeshiva of Yosef, Manda Amar Gadah to Beir of Yosef, who was the one that led the Seder, who said the Haggadah in the household of Yosef? Amru, they said Rav Yosef. Similarly, Man the Amar Gadot Tabei Rav Sheshes. Who's the one that said the Haggadah in the household of Rav Sheshes? Amar, they said Rav Sheshes. Now, as Rashbam tells us, both Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef were blind. And if you're going to say that they were that blind people are exempt from the Haggadah, how could they go ahead and say it and exempt everyone else from the Chiyuv of the Haggadah if they're exempt? And if you're Potter, you can't be Mitzi those that are obligated. And that the Gemara answers, Ksavar Rabbanan, the Rabbanan, in other words, a reference to Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef, they held that Matzah Bezman is a Rabbanan. The matzah and so too the chiv of the Haggadah are only rabbinic, and therefore, since although they're blind, they're also obligated to the rabbanan, therefore they were allowed to exempt the other people in the chiv of the Haggadah, which is only the rabbanan for them too. However, the Gemara asks, Mechlal Rav Acha bar Yaakov, but then you could infer that Rav Acha bar Yaakov held that matzah bezman hazeh deraisa. Obviously, he held that he said, assume is part of the Haggadah, and which is bezman hazeh, and then obviously he held that matzah is deraisa. And that's why, since the Reis and the Summa is Pater, so therefore he's exempt from saying the Haggadah. But Vaharavacha by Yaakov Huda Amar, but he himself said at the end of the parak and of Chof Amar Alev that Matzah is Manazeh Drabbanon, the Matzah is Drabbanon, and therefore if it's Drabbanon, so why do you say that Summa is Pater if the Summa is obligated mid-Drabbanon? So that the Gemara says, Ksavar he held, called the Takan Drabbanon, came the Reis at again. That he held that whatever the Rabbanan instituted, they did according to the same standards as the biblical. And therefore, just like in the times the Beis HaMikdash was around, which then the Chiyuv of Matzah and Haggadah was Midei Raisa, and therefore the Summa then would be Pater. So now also, although you write that Matzah and Haggadah is only the Rabbanan, and therefore you would think that he could exempt the other people that are not blind, even though they're blind, know that essentially he would be considered exempt from the Chiyuv. And hence, the main point would be that he wouldn't be able to fulfill the chiv of the other people, because although he's the Rabbanan and they're the Rabbanan, but the obligation of the Haggadah is according to the biblical standards. And based on the biblical standards, the Summa can't say Zeh, and therefore he would be exempt. So although they're essentially they're both the Rabbanan, he would not be able to fulfill the chiyuv of the others. Now the Gemara asks, but Rav Shesh, Rav Yosef Nami, then the question is on Rav Shesh, Rav Yosef, them too. Havadi called the Tukin Rabban, the Kinder Raisa Tukin. They obviously hold of that halachic concept, which is whatever the Rabban institute, they go according to the standards of the Deraisa. And therefore, although they're correct that they hold that Matzah and Agadah Bizman Azeh is Drabbanan, and therefore they're the same as other people, although they're blind, which their Chiv is Midrabbanan, but others are also Midrabbanan. However, but the standards are according to the biblical, and biblically, a Summa is Patr, because he can't say Zeh. So how were they able to go ahead and say that Agadah and fulfill the other people's Chiv? And that the Gemara says that Hachi Hashta, can you actually compare the Hekish that was said in the way of Zeh from Ben Sari Mar to say over here it says Zeh, to say that a Summa is Patr? They don't agree to the concept at all to say that even biblically a blind person is going to be exempt. Because Bishlei Mahasam, I very well understand, as the Gemara does say elsewhere, that by Ben Sari Mar, that a blind person will not make his child into Ben Sari Mar, because Midhavale Lemechta Beneinu Hu, it should have been written that he is our son. Now, V'ksiv Beneinu Zeh, however, it says our son, this one. So why does it say Zeh? So Shema Minah Prat L'Sumin Hadassah. Why does it say in the term of Zeh, this? It's coming to tell you that idea to exempt a blind person who can't say this because he can't see. But over here by the Haggadah, Ilav Bavur Zeh, if not it's saying because of this, my lichtav, what should I have written? Ela rather Bavur Matzah Mar Hu Da'asa. Why does it say Zeh? To tell you because of the Matzah Mar, that's why, in other words, I'm eating the Matzah Mar, why am I eating it? As a commemoration for the HaKadosh Baruch Hu took me out of Mitzrayim, and therefore there is no comparison that there the Zeh and here the Zeh. And that is because Rav Shesh and Rav Yosef did not have this tradition of a Gezeirah Shava. And therefore, that's not a question for them to say that it says Gezeirah Shava. They didn't have that Messiah. And Gezeirah Shava, you can't make up on your own. But even based on the concept of Hekesh, which you could make on your own, that just to compare the two, that here it says Zeh and here it says Zeh, that's what they were saying, that's different. You can't compare the two. Because there Zeh is obvious. What is it saying it for? Obvious to exclude from a Summa. But here, it's not saying Zeh to say that you could say Zeh. Zeh is coming to say because of these things, even if one cannot see, even if he's blind, to say because I'm eating these matzah mar, why am I doing it? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu took me out of Mitzrayim, and that's why they were able to, although they were blind, to exempt all the others, even if one were to say that it was Deraisa, because they hold that a Summa is not exempt from the Chiyuvim of the Haggadah, because Zeh is not an exclusionary criterion that. So most definitely, if it's Drabbanan, and they're both Drabbanan, that they will be able to fulfill the chiyuv of others of the Haggadah.